Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing the
what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Sometimes we wait so long for someone to keep their promise,
that we began to think that the promise will never be fulfilled. And we also just give up on that promise. And if it's the rational and natural response is to think that the promise maker is God. He is the faithful promise keeper. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful, that promise. That's found in the law of Hebrews 10 and 23. And if we reflect on the ways of the ultimate promise giver, we realize that he is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. That scripture reading is found in the law of 2 Peter 3 and 9. His time is always the right time. You remember when God led the Israelites out of Egypt? I want to ask you this question. Was it too soon, you think? Was it too late, you think? Or what about the coming of Jesus Christ? Wasn't it just the right time for the Messiah to be born into the world? You can find that scripture reading in the law of Galatians 4 and 4. We find out that Peter addressed the promise of Christ again. Some people believe that the time should have already come. Is it coming at all, they wonder. We find out that Peter responded with an assurance that the day of the Lord would surely come in God's time, even though many would not be ready for it. We who wait must know that God has reason for keeping us waiting. Perhaps it is to give us great opportunity to grow closer to him and to be more ready for his coming than we are right now. Remember, he doesn't want any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's found in the law of 2 Peter 3 and 9. When we reflect on history, we see the confirmation that his promises are solid and timely. We know that God always done what he promised in his own time and in his own way. We know that the reality we know is faith, that he is coming back. It is true. For the Messiah said, the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. That scripture reading is found in the law of Isaiah 40 and 9. And he keeps every one of his promises. Hallelujah. We know that a coming soon announcement often suggests that something is about to be introduced to the consumer and to make its way into the stores of the latest gadgets of technology discovery. And the goal is to create an anticipation and excitement for what is going to happen in the coming weeks or even the coming months. We know that the book of Revelation set the stage of what is about to take place in the end time. The things which must shortly take place, we know, is near. Say, I'm coming quickly. We read in the law of Revelation 22 and 7, 12 and 20. I am coming speedily, and I'm on my way. And you might ask, hallelujah, how can this be? For it's been 2,000 years since these words were written. Hallelujah. And we know that Jesus said, I'm coming and I'm on my way. But Jesus has allotted you and I time to get our life and our heart together. Because Jesus said in his word that he don't want anyone to be lost or perish. God is allowing us time to get our house, and I'm talking about that house, that heart house that's laying deep within your soul. Jesus is giving you time to get your life in order. One thing about it, Jesus said that I'm on my way. And you can take Jesus' word for what it is worth. We know that Jesus Christ is not a man that he should lie. Nor is he a son of man that he should repent. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I am coming quickly. And we know that quickly doesn't seem appropriate for our time. The Lord is urging you to get your house in order. He's urging you to get your heart right. His promise that will be fulfilled. We are called to live for him in this present age. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. And we know that to live as if Christ is coming back today. And I want to encourage you that are out there in my live digital audience on this morning. God is allowing you and you and you to get your heart right with him. Because you know not the hour that the Son of Man shall appear. So I would just encourage you to get your house. And I'm talking about that spiritual house. Get it in order. Because Jesus is soon to come. Jesus is on his way back. Hallelujah. I would encourage you to get ready. Jesus is coming like a thief night. Jesus is coming. And he urges you to get right. He don't want you to be lost. And you might say, Overseer Ward, and hearing that saying that Jesus is coming, but he have not showed up yet. But Jesus is coming. We don't know the time nor the hour. But what we need to do is stay kingdom ready. You don't know when death will knock at your door. So I would encourage you that if you know God on this morning, you can get to know him. You can raise your hands right where you're standing. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. And to ask God into your life. To take up housekeeping in your heart. And Jesus will come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Jesus is so precious. And God is long-suffering. Slow to anger. And God is just giving us time to get our souls right with him. Hallelujah. And we know that, hallelujah, there was a popular group by the name of Shalomon. We find out that they recorded a song entitled The Second Time Around. It soared to the top of the R&B chart. They had a familiar phrase from the hit single. The second time around is not like the first time. And it suggested that the second time around would be better than the first. This phrase take on a new meaning for the Christian brother and sister. For the second time around with Jesus will be better than the first. First time Jesus came to save the lost. Second time he comes to reward the saved. First time Jesus was placed in a barred manger. Second time he will come to be seated on the throne of God. First time Jesus came He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. That scripture reading is found in the law of Isaiah 53 and 5. For the second time he will return as Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Revelation 22 and 13. The second time Jesus will wipe away the tears from yours and mine eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain. I want to encourage you, my beloved. The second time will be better than the first time. My fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, as we await for the return of our Lord and Jesus Christ, let us continue to struggle together for equality, justice, economic priority for all people. God call us to do justice. God call us to love. God call us to have mercy and to walk humbly with him until we are able to celebrate the second time around. And the second time around is better than the first. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank you that we're able to tune in on this morning. And I hope and pray that I said something to infuse your spirit, pack your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petitions you'd like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Hallelujah. The lines of this broadcast are now open for your prayer petition. If you want a place before the feet of God, the numbers on the monitor is 646-200-3074. Toll-free number, 877-598-8654. So you are encouraged to call in with your prayer petition if you have any comments about the program. Now is the time to make your request known. And as I stated, this is a religious station, and religious comments is the only comments that will be accepted on this program. Only spirited-minded individual call. Thank you in advance. We will now go to the lines.
Praise God, Pastor.
Praise God. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I just want some prayer, you know, about I'm in the will of God. I continue to be in the will of God. And that
all right. All right. God bless you. And first name?
Doris.
Huh?
Doris, like in Doris Day. Like in Doris Day.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's such a blessing, Sister Doris, to talk with you over these airways. And I'm going to pray right now for God to just touch you and bless you in the areas that you desire. Father God, we come before your throne of grace on this morning, bringing your blessed and just awesome sister, Sister Doris, on this morning, God. You know what her needs are, God. We're asking you to meet her needs, God. Touch her body if she needs any healing. Touch her spiritually also, God, in the areas that she desires to serve you more, God. But we just thank you, God, for her this morning. And we just want you, God, to just answer her prayer petition on this morning. And Sister Doris, I don't want this to be your last time tuning in here.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to know that you have God, and I know you know that God loves you, and Pastor Ward loves you as well. And you're welcome to call in anytime that this program is aired. And I just thank you so graciously for tuning in this morning. And, you know, I'd like for you also that when you pray, like we prayed today, I want you to get you two boxes. One, I want you to write requests. That's your request that you're asking of God. And just look around your house. I know you have some little cute boxes that you're not using. I want you to put request on one, and I want you to put miracle on your second box. And whenever you have a prayer petition that you want God to honor, you just write out a little note, date it, you know, just like you said, God, I want you to heal my body. Then you write out, God, heal my body. Put a date on it, fold it up, put it in your box. And when God answers your prayer petition, I would just urge you, if you will, to just call in and give a testimony of how God has honored your prayer request. Would you do that, please?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, all right. I just thank God for you on this morning, and I want you to tune back in. And God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. And you enjoy the remainder of your morning.
You too, Pastor.
All right.
He talks to you. Amen.
All right. Thank you so kindly. We have 6 minutes and 3 seconds remaining. So if anyone have any prayer petitions that you want to call in and place at the feet of Jesus, you have 5 minutes and 51 seconds remaining. God bless you, Sister Doris. I'm just waiting on you to call back in with that just blessed testimony of what God has done in your life. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I just thank God for each and every one of you that so graciously tune in. I want you to know that you are a very important factor in this program, because without you, it would be any need for Pastor Ward to be here. But because God has people like you, that you love God, you love the divine word of God, and you so graciously tune in each time that the old ship of Zion come across these airways. And for doing so, God has a blessing. Now, this is not Overseer Ward just talking, just to be talking. But it's in God's word. And he says that he blesses a cheerful giver. And for you taking out your time this morning to tune in, God has got a blessing designated with your name on it. God knows your name, and he knows where you live. So God won't have any trouble special delivering your blessing unto you. Thank you once again, my faithful and loyal listener out there in my digital podcast land. God bless you. Hallelujah. We still have 4 minutes and 1 second remaining. So if we have any more prayer petitions that you want to place before the feet of God, you have time to call in to the studio. Hallelujah. Just thank God for being able to bring the divine word of truth across these airways. I just thank God because he's just so wonderful. I tell you, saints of God and friends and kinship, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. I just thank God because God is just amazing. You know, God just touched each and every one of us this morning and commanded us to stand attention. And we was attentive to his command. God ordered us to pick up our bed and walk. Some of you didn't make it this morning. Some of you missed the roll call. So I would encourage you that don't know God today, and you're in the pardons of your iniquity, you can stand right where you are, right where you're sitting, or you're lying, or you're stooping, or you're bending, or you're kneeling. Stand right there and just acknowledge to God that you are a sinner and that you are sorrowful for the sins that you have committed in this old temple. And God will come into that new heart, and he will live and take up housekeeping. But it has to be a clean heart. God will not come into a contaminated heart, because darkness and light cannot walk hand in hand. And until we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. I will allow the completion of these selections to bring our program to its closure. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Whatever you do.